Welcome to Sub Rosa. Today's question is, I work in marketing at a global ad agency. I've been told at the last minute to come up with social content for International Women's Day. We have almost no women in senior leadership. My Black colleagues were tasked with a content for Black History Month. We have no budget, no resources, and very little time to come up with content for these days slash months. Can we say no?
Yes. Yes. It's a weird checkmate situation. They can't ask you to do this and give you nothing to do it with. And then when you say, I can't do something with nothing, well, you know what? That's a ding on you. That's a demerit on you. You're fired. They can't. I guess they could, but it's not something that the optics of it are extremely bad. And what they're doing, I think, in a professional setting, is to show you we care, like the Faith No More song, but not a lot, like the Faith No More song. We care just a little bit to maybe have you do something, you know, with no money and nothing, no resources. I can't give you any time to do it, but I'm sure you'll come up with something great. So yeah, on the one level, it's a test of your ingenuity and you know, stick-to-itiveness. And on the other hand, it's garbage. And it's a play that you shouldn't be forced to make. You know, I mean, you can't really win. And the reality of it is the people it's supposed to serve, in the case of Black History Month, maybe somebody like me, you know, or everybody, or in the case of, you know, International Women's Day, this is performative. You know, we don't have the time to ideally to do something like this. This is what's needed, and enlist it, send it back, and see, you know, you might be surprised. You might get all you need by way of resource, but what you still don't need, what you still don't have is time. And I think they show that they're not serious by not giving you a lot of time. On the other hand, they could say, this is part of the ambit of your professional duties. You should have gotten this already. You should have been ahead of the curve on this and taken care of it instead of me asking you. And there might be some truth to that, but I don't know what your job is specifically. In any case, I'm okay with saying no. In the end, what are they going to do? Beat you up?
Yeah, I agree. And again, you need to be mindful of, you know, are you going to risk your job by saying no? But I think saying no and coming up with some alternatives might help as well. You should, if you're in marketing, your team, your department should have an editorial calendar for social. You should know these kind of key things and you should get ahead of it. Right. So you should be planning for next year, right? Whether you have a calendar year or a fiscal year, you should be saying, okay, we're going to need this. What's our budget for Black History Month? What's our budget for, and, you know, and kind of go through and there's also the strategic idea of which days, months do you skip and which do you honor? Cause there's a lot of them. Right. And are you going to be intentional about that? Right. Like I used to say in a similar position, if we're going to celebrate Christmas, we need to celebrate Yom Kippur. If we're going to celebrate, you know, like Easter, we need to talk about Ramadan. We need to be mindful. And I think it goes the same thing for some of these, some of the periods that you're talking about. The other thing to get specific is if you're at a global ad agency, presumably there are creatives. And there are also presumably creatives who might have some downtime or some bench time. Yep. They should be doing this. I mean, maybe you're a creative in marketing, but there are always, you know, often creatives who might have some downtime, who might be interested. Mm-hmm. And there should also try to reframe the narrative that work should be compensated. Mm-hmm. And that work done by members of a particular community should also be compensated. There's many, many postings on LinkedIn about how women who are known public speakers and keynote speakers get called at the last minute being asked to speak for International Women's Day for exposure. In other words, for free.
Yeah.
Which completely defeats the whole purpose of honoring women. But it happens. Right. And so developing a narrative to get people in your organization to understand, it's just not done to ask people in a particular community to work extra or for free or on top of their regular jobs so that you can perform an equity scenario that you, it sounds like, don't actually have.
Yeah. Well, yeah, 100%. I mean, I got to go back to, again, another TV film reference. I always love that section in any 70s police drama where they'd be asking somebody something and the person would start to go like, I don't remember. And then they would pull out a 20 and they go, oh yeah. That's a two-step that lasts for the ages. That's a really wonderful one, you know.
Exactly. All right. On that note, we'll close. If you have a question for us to cover on Sub Rosa, WTF at badbossbrief.com. Thanks. Talk soon.